Chapter 2. Strange Behavior in the Woods. On our way home, I asked my father, "Why did you say Abigail shouldn't eat any sweets until her fits were over?" My father smiled and said, "Maybe when she misses the sweets enough, she'll stop this silly behavior." "So you think she's pretending?" I asked. "How can you be so sure, Father?" "Because I know people," said Father. "Believe me, Sarah, she's just a spoilt girl who's doing this to get her parents' attention. Poor girl, she probably doesn't get enough attention at home, now that her parents are so busy with the newborn twins." "It's still no reason to behave like that," I said. "People are complicated, Sarah," Father said. "Sometimes they do strange things for strange reasons." When we got home, Father told Mother what happened. She laughed. "They think Abigail is possessed by the devil? Really? That girl just needs a good spanking, Samuel. That will cure her immediately. Anyway, I don't understand why people choose to believe in the power of the devil." "How do you know they're wrong?" I asked. "It's not about right or wrong," Mother said. "It's about what you choose to believe. Because you can believe in anything you choose. But be careful, because your beliefs will influence how you live. If you believe in evil, you'll live in fear and suspicion of others. I hope you'll always believe in the power of goodness and love, Sarah." The next day was my 16th birthday. I was going to meet Michael that night at our tree, where we met every Friday. I had known Michael since we were little children. As we grew older, our friendship turned into love. But it was a secret love, because we knew our parents wouldn't approve. Michael's father was William Howard, the governor of Salem. He was a judge and a strict Puritan. He didn't like my family and didn't approve of our Quaker ways. My father didn't approve of Mr. Howard's strict Puritan rules. They argued several times and weren't talking to each other anymore. Once, our parents had seen Michael and I sitting together deep in conversation. And after that, we were both told that we couldn't see each other again. But we were unable to stay away from each other. So we met secretly every Friday night in the woods, under the big apple tree. I was walking through the woods on my way there when I heard strange noises in the distance. I stopped and listened. It sounded like women singing. Quietly, I moved closer to the bushes where the noise was coming from and looked through the leaves. I was amazed. A group of girls from the town were dancing wildly around a big bonfire, moving their arms and legs, shouting, laughing, and jumping. I knew most of the girls. In the middle of the fire was a big black pot, and a lot of smoke was coming out of it. Then Tituba, the minister's Indian slave, started whispering words in a strange language, and this seemed to calm the girls down. They started repeating Tituba's words, and one by one, they sat around the fire, staring at the red and orange flames rising around the pot. They sang together for a while. It was a beautiful song, although I didn't understand a word because it was in a strange language. After a few minutes, Tituba stopped whispering. One of the girls approached the fire and filled a cup from the pot. I looked closer and gasped in amazement. It was Abigail Finch, and she looked perfectly healthy. She said, "Today, you join the Magic Sisters of Salem. The first thing you must do is drink some of our special magic chocolate, which we cook using special herbs from the forest." Then, Abigail gave the cup to a younger girl who I recognized as Elizabeth, Michael's younger sister. Elizabeth looked scared. She shook her head and didn't want to drink from the cup. "You must," Abigail whispered to her, "or are you too afraid to become a real witch?" Poor Elizabeth drank a small amount of the potion to prove that she wasn't afraid. She immediately coughed and spluttered. "What's in here?" she asked, trying to breathe normally. Abigail fished out something big and gray from the pot. It was a dead rat. Elizabeth screamed and dropped the cup. Then she held her stomach and started vomiting. "Ew!" cried the girls, stepping away, horrified. I was very worried to see Elizabeth like this, and I moved, making a sound among the bushes. The girls looked in my direction suspiciously. "Who's there?" Abigail asked. I ran away quickly. "Who's there?" I heard them calling, but I was already far away. I hoped they hadn't seen me watching them. Who knew what Abigail might do?